You're listening to Real Adventures with Patrick Dangerfield and Aaron Hadgood.
Welcome back to Real Adventures. It's time to take a look at what's biting around the country and our New South Wales fishing wrap for New South Wales Maritime. Look after your life jacket and it will look after you. Don't risk your life. New South Wales, we're seeing really good size marlin, and we're going to speak about this a little later in the show with Red's Tip Redman. As we come into marlin season, you're going to be heading up the eastern seaboard. But there's some good fish being caught.
I am, and I'm looking forward to destroying your boat. Burmy, the most tradable destination for marlin. I'm calling it, Pat. It's just sensational place, beautiful place. Don't have to travel too far out to get to the fish. Where Eden, don't get me wrong, I love Eden. It is my go-to place. But once again, you've got to travel an extra bloody 30 Ks to get to where you need at times. So It's a lot of traveling on water, where Burmy is that place. And we're starting to see fish be caught. A little bit of, I wouldn't say too much consistency, but a little bit of consistency. It's starting to show good signs. The bait's starting to stack up, and there are, most importantly, fish being caught, which is really, really good to see. Also out of Burmy, the snapper pack, they're fishing really, really well at the moment. And then if we push up a bit higher, fishing off Sydney, some massive kingfish. Now, kingfishing in Victoria, I left it out of this chat this week deliberately, Pat, because I want to do a fair bit next week. So
they're getting caught, mate. They are getting caught.
They are getting
on fly as well during the week.
Welshpool, Marlow, Mallacoota, New South, bottom of New South Wales. It's really, Pat, I said we're saving it for next week, mate. So you just
okay, sit back and
relax. I know you're excited, but it's Sydney. Sydney had some really big kings, 1.2 metres of some fish being caught too. Live baiting and also knife jigs. And if you want to do something basic, like we're on school holidays and who knows how long school holidays could go for with this Omni thing, but the sand at Colonel Beach is going to stay there for a while, I reckon.
Don't do that to parents around the country. Do not do that to parents around the country. I never understood when, you know, growing up, it's like, oh, what are mum and dad, like, what do you mean? School holidays are the best. And you get back to the end of school holidays, kids are all flat, and mum and dad, there's like a glow to everyone. Like, this is the greatest week of all time. It's not. Next week's the greatest week of all time.
Is George at school yet? He's 1 year old.
No, he's got 1 year to go. He's 4.5 this year.
Well, going back to what I was saying, Colonel Beach.
Countdown's on.
1 year, 2 months, and 24 seconds. Colonel Beach, the sand's not going anywhere over the school holidays, Pat, and there's plenty of brim being caught. I've seen during the week people landing up to 40 different fish in a couple of hours sessions. I'm talking small flathead, big flathead, Sam Whiting, good size, oversized, small brim, all sorts, Pat, all sorts of fish. Great place to take anglers.
That was the New South Wales fishing wrap for New South Wales Maritime. Make sure your life jacket is in good working order. It can only save your life if you're wearing it.